Good morning and welcome to the celebration of the Holy Communion on this feast day of St. Philip and St. James. Whoever you are and wherever you come from, we welcome you. Grace, mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
The righteous will be remembered forever. The memory of the righteous is a blessing. The processional hymn. Jesus lives, thy terrors now shall no more, O death, appall us. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Almighty Father, whom truly to know is eternal life, teach us to know your Son, Jesus Christ, as the way, the truth, and the life, that we may follow the steps of your holy apostles, Philip and James, and walk steadfastly in the way that leads to your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 30, beginning at verse 15. For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and in trust shall be your strength. But you refused and said, no, we will flee upon horses. Therefore you shall flee, and we will ride upon swift steeds. Therefore your pursuers shall be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the threat of one. At the threat of five, you shall flee until you are left. Like a flagstaff on the top of a mountain, like a signal on a hill. Therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you. Therefore he will rise up to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. Truly, O people in Zion, inhabitants of Jerusalem, you shall weep no more. We will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. Though the Lord may give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, Yet your teacher will not hide himself anymore, but your eyes shall see your teacher. And when you turn to the right, or when you turn to the left, your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, "This is the way, walk in it." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, beginning at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The gradual hymn, "For All Thy Saints, O Lord." Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. John, chapter 14, beginning at verse 1.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?"
Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and, in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Some words from the Gospel passage we have just read. St. John chapter 14, verses 5 to 9. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said, Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. The sun never sets upon the empire of the dandelion. I can never quite decide whether the dandelion is a weed or a wildflower. There's not much of the gardener in me, but I am inclined to think it's a weed, but also find it really hard to treat it with the sternness one might reserve for couch grass. I do admire its boldness, its brightness, its lovely, cheerful yellowness. And of course, it's great for pollinators. And it's one of nature's most successful broadcasters. The dandelion clock is an amazing propagation mechanism. If one tries to uproot it, then poof. Dandelion seeds scattering in all directions, each one perfectly designed to parachute down to earth and start the process all over again. That's more or less what happens to the church at this stage in the story recorded in the book of the Acts of the Apostles. Saul is doing his best to uproot it from Jerusalem. But in the process, he succeeds in scattering the seeds in all directions. Those who were scattered went from place to place, proclaiming the word. What looked like a disaster turned out to be just what God had planned all along. In fact, we're now entering the second phase of the program Jesus had sketched out before he ascended to heaven. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So here is Philip the deacon, blown out of his home base by persecution, parachuted down into a Samaritan town. The apostles are stuck in Jerusalem, and here he is, isolated and dispersed, in a city full of strangers. Samaria had a name as a hostile environment for Jews. Philip might have thought he'd better keep quiet. But these strangers are actually the lost 10 tribes of the house of Israel, and they're only too ready to welcome the good news of God's kingdom. Just by being a faithful witness, talking about Jesus, doing what Jesus did, Philip finds that Jesus' story has the same effect on these strangers as Jesus did. Wholeness, healing, and joy. And the result is a new community, baptized with water and the Spirit, scattered, but still connected. The Gospel reading for today tells of Philip the Apostle, a different Philip, with the other disciples in the upper room, talking to Jesus just before his death. Jesus knows that they are going to be scattered and dispersed. Not a comfortable place to be. Like us, the disciples are crying out for clarity, for some type of stability. Philip longs for a clearer vision. Thomas wants to know the way. Jesus' answer to them is the same as his promise to us. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Hold on to me. You're in the right place. I am with you every step of the way. In fact, I am the way. You may be scattered, but you're still connected. Let us pray. Our brother Jesus, you set our feet upon the way, and sometimes where you lead, we do not like or understand. Bless us with courage where the way is fraught with dread or danger. Bless us with graceful meetings where the way is lonely. Bless us with good companions, with humour, with humility. Lead us into exile until we find that on the road is where you are, and where you are is going home. Bless us, lead us, love us, bring us home, bearing the gospel of life. Amen.
We believe in one God.
We believe in one God.
The Father, the Almighty. maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, empower your church always to proclaim the saving message of the gospel. We pray for this diocese and for David, our bishop. We pray for this group of parishes and the General Synod of the Church of Ireland, meeting in person this week for the first time since 2019. We pray for Archbishop John Madole, who shall preside. May the Synod members, clerical and lay, be guided into wise decisions. Prosper the work of the Synod staff as they labour before, after, and during the event. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of creation, we know that everything is in your sovereign control. We come before you asking for a speedy and effective dialogue in bringing about a ceasefire and an end to hostilities ravaging Ukraine. Bless Elizabeth, our Queen, the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, the Secretary of State, Brandon Lewis, and the government. Also President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, and government in the Republic. Give grace and wisdom to those who will vote in this week's Assembly elections here in Northern Ireland. May all elected to positions of responsibility use their power for the good of those they represent. Bless all those whose influence is hidden from the world in their quiet guidance of others. Look upon each one of us in your mercy and forgive our failings. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of our relationships, give strength when faith is hard and brings us into conflict with others. Relieve any stress and fear over the future for family members and friends. during the present cost of living crisis, especially financial. Help us to think of others more than ourselves and to look to you, O God, above all other things. May our troubled minds rest on the things above and find joy in your steadfast love for us. Help us to speak with conviction, but with tact regarding the needs of others. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of all healing, may your healing hand rest upon all who are ill and are suffering. May you sustain and inspire the medical doctors, nurses and supporting staff who are in the front line of the ongoing fight against COVID-19 and its variants. Enable them to render your life-saving services with due care, love and compassion. And grant all who have lost loved ones due to coronavirus your consolation, and strengthen their faith and hope in Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We give thanks for all who have faithfully witnessed to the truth in this world. We remember those who have suffered for their faith and are now at rest in the realm where all tears are wiped away and there is no more pain. May they who have loved the word of truth rejoice forever in the presence of the living word. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table. But you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen.
Peace be to you, and peace to your house, and peace to all who are yours. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
The hymn, "We pray thee, Heavenly Father, to hear us in thy love."
Lord, above thy children, thy name. is all thine own, all gifts by thine appointment in bread and wine. One thing alone we bring, not the willfulness of sin.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Let us pray. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and singing.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Holy God, in Jesus Christ we find the way to you. May we, who have met him in this banquet, be kept in your unending love and see you at work in your world through your Son, who is Lord for ever and ever.
Amen.
Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen.
God, give you grace to share the inheritance of Philip and James and all his saints in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The recessional hymn, Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son.
Thank you.
Go in the peace of the risen Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Items for the food bank may be left in on a hill church porch either today or this coming Sunday, the 8th of May. The Annahilt Annual Easter General Vestry Meeting has twice been adjourned on account of the inability to elect church wardens and a select vestry for the coming year. The General Vestry will now reconvene in church following morning service on Sunday, the 15th of May. All registered vestry persons are invited to come and in the meantime consider the consequences of this unusual and unprecedented situation. It is earnestly hoped that this extended interval before reconvening the General Vestry meeting again will ultimately result in some persons responding to any approaches made to them to accept the responsibilities of office, or in the circumstances offer themselves, especially for the positions of Rector's Church Warden and People's Church Warden. Sunday next, the fourth Sunday of Easter, at 10 o'clock in Annahilt, family service in anticipation of Christian Aid Week, with light refreshments in the parochial hall afterwards. And at 12 noon, family service in anticipation of Christian Aid Week will take place in Mara Hamlet. Thank you.